Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
When one hears Mango Groove, it takes us back in time. That song really, really, really wants you to get up and dance. And nothing stops you during lockdown from dancing in your lounge or making that your own private club. I'm absolutely starstruck because joining us on the phone is the singer of that song. It's Claire Johnson from Mango Groove. Claire, welcome to the show.
Chad, how wonderful to be with you. Thank you. I have to just jump in and say, for the first time in my life, that song brought me to tears because I've missed the rest of the band so, so much. And, you know, we have a WhatsApp group and we send each other cheerful memes all the time and just missing everyone, and I'm missing performing. And so it's lovely to be chatting with you and to have tears in my eyes about a song that generally makes me jump up and down and dance.
Well, I've got absolute goosebumps because I'm talking to a real South African legend, and myself
thank
and the
you.
Listeners are really honored to have you on the show. And we want to thank you, and we know what a tough
pleasure.
Time it's
thank
been
you.
For entertainers in 2020. Tell us a little bit about your journey during 2020, Claire.
Well, there's not much to tell you. You know, it all began with, I think, quite a lot of optimism and a sense of, you know, we all had a common purpose, and there was a sense, certainly from my side, of I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to be creative in all sorts of weird and wonderful ways. And be honest with you, I haven't been particularly creative at all. I've been dragging myself around a bit. I think the worst of it is that there's no end in sight. If there was, for instance, a sense of, hey, we can all go and do something amazing on April the 11th, that would help. But we don't know. We don't know when we'll be able to gather together in big groups the way we like to do as South Africans. You know, that's all uncertain. And I think it's that. So I've not been a particularly wonderful COVID person. I've coped. And I think on that note, I think those of us who have just coped should basically congratulate ourselves for hanging in and for not kind of coming unglued.
You're 100% right. We're very hard on ourselves, but we have survived this.
Yes.
Sadly, a lot of people haven't, but a lot of people have embraced opportunity for introspection. Some have studied. Some have done things they didn't imagine doing. But I think most of all, the introspection for me is something I'm going to take away from this, and being comfortable with myself, because we are social beings, but we have to realize that there are times that we need to be alone with ourselves.
You're absolutely right, Chad. And that is something I probably have taken from this. I've done some soul searching, and I've come away wanting to be a better person. It sounds cheesy and trite, but wanting to be a kinder person, wanting to be less self-involved, you know, realizing the extent to which, you know, we are all, I mean, as much as we are islands in some ways, we've got it. Let me start that all over again. You can tell I don't get out much these days. We are, as you say, social beings, and we have to like ourselves first before we can really add value and be our real selves with other people.
It's very true, and I think, you know, for our entertainers in South Africa, the whole entertainment industry has taken a knock. And it wasn't so long ago that Mango Groove released another album. And I think this year would have been a year full of concerts. But it's given the opportunity once again to be able to ready oneself. And it's given us this opportunity to prepare for the future, because we never ever had contingency plans in place. We never ever thought, what will happen if things shut down? Now we've had to live through it.
No.
And we can take so much away from
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And you know, I think that's exactly the way to approach this next year, is to know it's uncertain, but to believe that we will get through it. We've got to stay safe. That's the thing we've all got to realize, is we've got to mask ourselves. We've got to keep socially distant. We've got to respect all of that, because otherwise this thing is going to drag on much, much longer. And of course, hopefully we'll get a vaccine in due course. That'll really be a turning point.
Claire, on a personal note, obviously, we're friends on social media, and I see that, much like myself, you're very much an animal lover, and you're always posting things relevant to animals. And it's so important, especially now at the end of the year with fireworks and all of this going on, people need to take cognizance of the fact that there's other lives around us that matter as much as our own. So thank you so much for the post you make relating to our furry friends.
Oh, no, it's a great pleasure. And I follow you avidly because I love your stance on so many things. And I think that's right. We are part of the natural world. We aren't, you know, these beasts striding across the planet, sort of owning and conquering. We are part of something that we need to respect and look after and nurture. And I think that's where this has all gone wrong, is we've forgotten that.
I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. I'm still a bit starstruck. It's amazing to listen to a song that featured so much in my life and then having you come onto the air. So thank you so much from myself and our listeners for joining us today.
Chad, I couldn't think of a nicer place to be on this New Year's Eve. Thank you very much for having me. You've cheered me up immensely.
The South African legend, Claire Johnson from Mango Group. Thank you so much.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.